Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Are you a keen Sheffield Live listener? Do you want to get involved? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and it gets better when you take part. Contact us to find out how you can be part of Sheffield's newest radio station. Call us on 281-4092 or email us on info@sheffieldlive.org. 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Communities Live.
Because at that time the housing was cheaper.
I know it's not a big city centre, but there's still quite a few shops I quite like it.
Dog and Partridge on Trippet Lane every other Thursday.
Love the green room just for like acoustic nights.
This is Communities Live.
It's a very big question, isn't it?
We have a diverse society in Sheffield.
I like all the art sculptures.
It's friendly, there's a lot to do.
I really like the Peace Gardens. I like all the little fountains and little areas that you can just sit out and chill in.
Sheffield is a very nice city.
This is Communities Live.
I love Sheffield, yes. Love it. Been here 17 years.
I like Sheffield because the people are very friendly.
This is a large student community, so it makes it like very lively, very vibrant city in that regard, and also very multicultural, no?
And we love the Sheffield people.
Everything, the city, the nature, the outside of Sheffield. It's lovely. Great place.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I dancing in the gym, you both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck, but I
Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. No verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing bye bye Miss America. This'll be the day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. While the sergeants played a marching tune, we all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost,
They caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Hello and welcome to Communities Live here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I'm Oliver Dixon.
I'm Bradley Middleton.
How are you, Brad?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you. Apart from the weather outside,
it's rubbish today.
Rubbish,
isn't it?
Rainy and cold.
It is.
It's just the two of us today, as many people who know in Sheffield, the trains are off due to rail replacement work. So unfortunately, our producer Chris couldn't make it in today. But hopefully here next week once the railworks have been sorted. It is a bit of an inconvenience, don't get me wrong. And I've never seen the station so empty in years. Probably COVID time.
Yeah, COVID, when I last saw it dead, like really quiet.
So, there's a few people in walking through, getting off the tram and such, but it's weird seeing nobody on platforms or trains going through, because it's usually a very busy station, Sheffield.
It is, yeah.
One of the busier ones I've seen. But starting off the show with Don McLean's American Pie as... bit of an unfortunate reason. Tuesday marks 67 years since the aviation crash which killed three stars, Ritchie Valens, Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper themselves, and forever remembered as the day the music died, and for good reason too. In that respect, it is literally the day the music died.
Yeah.
Three great upcoming stars unfortunately having their lives cut short. And I always wondered to myself, what would have happened if it didn't happen, and where would they be now? And like, what sort of legacy would they have like continued?
I always think to myself, what would happen about a lot of dead musicians myself.
Yeah. But just with them being so young,
it's
a big question. But we will get into some of their music later, I think. But for now, we are going to talk about possibly the biggest music event of
the year.
Yeah. It's the music world's equivalent of the Oscars, basically. Yep. I'm talking about the Grammys, of course, which was broadcast the other day, and we had many, many people winning awards.
Yeah.
Too many to name in a short space of time, but one person that stands out for me purely because of like local is Youngblood, from just up the road in Doncaster, who's now made it into the States. The States love him.
Yeah, they say that if you've made it in the States, you've made it everywhere.
Just like we've said about Def Leppard in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
But It's good to see Yorkshire recognised, actually, in the Grammys. But he won the award for Best Live Performance, where he performed a cover of Black Sabbath's Changes at the Black Sabbath's Back to Beginning concert in Birmingham last July. And we all know what a fantastic concert that was.
It was amazing.
It was more festival than a concert, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like a heavy metal all-star.
Yeah.
But he covered the great song. We're going to play the original song very shortly as a treat for everybody who's listening. But I watched the performance back the other day. I mean, I'd seen it at the time in July last year, and I think he does it justice.
Yeah.
Very good justice. I mean, Ozzy was a big fan of him in his later life.
Yeah.
Had a great bond with him. I think Ozzy actually gave him his necklace, or a necklace of some sort.
I think he gave him something from what I heard.
It was like one of his like most prized possessions. He just gave it him.
Yeah, must have had a lot of trust in him to do that.
Yeah, and that takes a lot.
It does.
For a megastar to give you a gift like that, you've still made it.
I'd love for Ozzy Osbourne to have given me something like that.
Oh, I'd love many a stuff.
Yeah,
from Ozzy Osbourne.
His musical talents.
Musical, yeah. I wish I had his musical talent and his vocals.
Yeah,
but yeah, Youngblood doing that, and he had a great relationship with the family as well. I mean, he's got a good relationship with Sharon and Kelly and Jax, all the family. And I've always known him for years, but he was mainly UK based, starting off in Doncaster.
Yeah.
You get a couple of stars from Doncaster, I think. You've got Louis Tomlinson and Young, they're like the main two.
Yeah.
But now Youngblood's risen. He's still quite a young musician as well, so he's still got plenty of time.
Oh, like 27, yeah, 8, something like that?
Yeah, around that age.
Yeah.
But to win a Grammy, that's something as well. As I said, it's the equivalent of winning an Oscar in the music world.
It's a massive, massive award to receive.
Huge, and for a live performance as well, which live performances aren't easy to do no matter where you are and how trained you are and how much experience. So, well done, Youngblood.
Big well done.
If you're somehow listening, or if you've got any family listening, well done to Youngblood. We are going to play I can't get the live song, unfortunately, because as nice as Youngblood is and how talented he is, he's a bit of a sweary person, from what I've found. So, unfortunately, I can't play the actual audio from the concert itself, but we are going to play the great original song itself. And I can't tell you or describe how good this song is. It's Changes by Black Sabbath, and I've listened to it more since Ozzy died, which is kind of unfortunate to say.
Yeah.
But it's such a great song. Like, there's no words to describe how great it is.
Yeah.
And don't expect to hear any guitar, but just listen to the piano, because it's great, and here it is.
I'm going
Black Sabbath and Changes here on Communities Live, and what a song.
I always forget how emotional that song is.
There's been a few versions, well, one other version, which Ozzy recorded with his daughter Kelly in the early 2000s. I heard that on holiday in Tenerife, actually.
What, the most recent holiday?
The hotel had MTV on a big screen as their version of playing music, like without any speakers or Spotify or anything. And the version with Kelly came on.
Oh, nice.
And it's good to hear.
Yeah.
But there is a rumour going around that Kelly's also recording another version with Ozzy's other daughter, Amy.
I think I've heard about that rumour, yeah.
I'm not sure if it's being recorded as of now or it's getting recorded at some point, but I heard something towards the end of last year, I heard. But we also found out there's going to be an Ozzy Osbourne biopic by the sounds of it.
Yeah, which I'm curious that the new Kelly recording of this song might be on there,
yeah,
possibly.
Could part of the soundtrack, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
But there is an actor who they found who they say is the most suitable person. But we don't know who it is. Yeah. They're not going to tell us. Jack Osbourne has found someone to play his dad. And if Jack Osbourne's found someone suitable, then they must be good. Because he wants the best of the best to honour his dad.
Yeah, definitely.
As I said, Youngblood covering that song. It's all over YouTube and it's on Spotify as well if you want to take a listen. As I said, unfortunately, due to some explicit language during the performance, we couldn't play it today. So apologies for that. But sticking to the Grammys and the Ozzy Osbourne theme, there was also a live performance of like a little all-star band. Yeah. Not like a super group because it's only a one-off performance. And it was the song War Pigs, which everybody knows War Pigs, I think. Yeah. It's in the top five Sabbath songs of all time,
definitely.
I think.
But
it was a little... So we had Post Malone on vocals, who's probably the most versatile music or singer I've seen. He can do rap, heavy metal, country, anything. Mm. You tell him to do something, he'll do it.
Yeah.
And we also had Slash.
Big Slash fan.
On guitar.
Yeah.
And we also had the bassist from Guns N' Roses. So the two stars from Guns N' Roses.
Duff McKagan. Yeah.
And Andrew Watt, who was a great producer, was also there. And we had Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers on drums. So that'd be a great supergroup, actually, if they were to record music together.
Yeah.
Like a modern-day supergroup. We can play the audio with this one, which we'll play in a few minutes. But if you watch the video, there's pictures of Ozzy in the background from the years. His family's watching on, Sharon, Kelly and Jack, who were there in person.
Yeah.
And there's pyro. There's a bit of fire in the background to go with it. It is like a very heavy song.
Yeah.
But they also pay tribute to musicians who were lost over the year as well in the background. So musicians, producers, anyone who's had a huge influence on music over the years, past and present, who we've unfortunately lost. But we are going to get into that song after this quick promo.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
Too many kind. You poison in and brainwash.
wash my eyes. This world starts turning. This is where the body's burning. No more war, peace have the power. And of God has struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling. On the knees and war, peace crawling. Mercy for the sin. Satan left his prison's way.
And that was a live rendition from the Grammys just a couple of days ago of Black Sabbath's War Pigs. What did you think of that video? It was the first time you'd seen that one.
Yeah, I think it was interesting. Like, I was like watching bits of the audience. You could see like Sharon, Kelly and Jack calling the audience. Like, Kelly could barely keep it together.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Not surprised.
Yeah.
I think it'd just be bizarre hearing your own dad's music covered by somebody else when he's not here to see it.
Yeah.
Because I know in the past, plenty of people have done covers of either Ozzy's own music or Sabbath's music.
Yeah.
And they've always been there to listen to it live.
Yeah.
Do you think that would work as a supergroup based off that performance? I mean, they're very diverse.
Yeah. Only reason I'm a little unsure is because I've not really listened to much Post Malone myself. I keep meaning to have a listen just to get into him, but I've never actually got round to it yet, so...
I mean, he's very versatile, as I say. I mean, he can do anything. I mean, he's when I started listening to him, he was doing like more rap music. Then he's proved he can do heavy metal.
Yeah.
Or sing heavy metal. And he's done a lot of country music as of recent times. So he switches quite often. But he was another good friend of Ozzy's later in life. I mean, Ozzy had loads of friends.
He knew everyone.
Tons of friends. He knew everybody.
Yeah.
And they also recorded a track together a few years ago for Post Malone's album called Hollywood's Bleeding. And the song was called Take What You Want. It was featuring Ozzy.
Yeah.
2018, I think that came out. Mm. And they even got him on stage one time.
Yeah.
So that was a great.
He did a song with Slash as well.
He did, so his friends were Slash.
I remember getting that album when it first came out as well.
Yeah, Post Malone's got quite a few friends as well. He's one of the most listened to people on Spotify at the minute, I believe. I can't tell you the exact amount, but there's a lot.
Yeah, probably has a lot of listeners.
He definitely does. But we are sticking to the Grammys theme just for now, and we're talking about another band who were huge in the 80s especially, and that's The Cure.
Yeah.
Who won their first two ever Grammys. Ever.
Ever. That's ever. A surprise, because of how long they've been going for.
How long, they've been going for years.
I'm surprised they're still going. I didn't even know they were still going.
Unfortunately, one of the guitarists died at Christmas last year.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
So it's a nice way to honour him.
Yeah.
They won two Grammys, as I say. The first one was the best alternative music, was their single Alone. Featured on what won the best alternative music album, Songs of a Lost World, which came out in November 2024, just over a year ago, really. We're going to play Alone shortly as well. I don't think I've heard the song.
I don't think I have.
This will be the first time I've listened to it. But it was good for The Cure to win, deservedly. Bit delayed, as I think they should have won something earlier, because, as I said, they were absolutely massive.
Yeah.
Always have been. I mean, they get plenty of listeners still today.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they'll be doing any more music after this with the guitarist.
Whenever I think of The Cure, have you ever seen a film called The Wedding Singer?
Can't say I have. I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
It's an Adam Sandler film, and there's always there's this one scene in the film where it plays this like really sad song, and he's just screaming and shouting and swearing. But before he plays it, he says, "I wrote this song when I was listening to The Cure a lot when I wrote it." And
so they made it into America as well.
Yeah,
broke through.
Yeah.
I mean, The Cure's got a great image as well. If you look at them when they're on stage or in music videos, the typical 80s look.
Yeah.
Stereotypical 80s look, colourful, out there. But very good band, and nice to see another British band being honoured at the Grammys.
Yeah.
But we are going to get into some music. This one's quite a long song as well, so we're going to treat you once again. And this is the song that won the award, called Alone.
If you like rock in all its forms, you will love Glory Days. You can listen to us locally on 93.2 FM and on the telly, and anywhere in the world on sheffieldlive.org. What do you think, Don? You know what? I think he likes it. That's Glory Days, every Monday 1 till 3 here on Sheffield Live. Bosh, bosh. Oops, I've had an accident.
And that was The Cure with Alone, which won the Grammy. That was such a... That was a good song, but it's not quite Cure-esque. It was not like the old stuff.
It was way more ambient than I was expecting.
You know what it reminded me a bit of? Pink Floyd.
It did a bit.
Psychedelic.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
But it's completely opposite to what The Cure used to be. Like, if you listen to two of their albums, especially Wish and Three Imaginary Boys, it's very upbeat.
Yeah.
For the late 70s and early 90s when both albums came out.
Yeah.
But that was, I mean, half the song was just pure instrumental, which I don't have an issue with. That was a great bit of instrumental music. But once the lyrics kicked in, I mean, Robert Smith sounds the exact same as he did years ago. His voice has not changed one bit. He might have aged, but his voice has still stayed the same, which is always good to hear.
It is. Yeah.
And to know he's still got it.
He has, yeah.
But as I say, unfortunately, the guitarist Perry Beaumont died at Christmas last year. Mm. So it's a nice little homage to him that we just played. But he was part of the album, though, I believe, which came out in 2024. But his last piece of work, unfortunately. So yeah, that was The Cure. And if you want to listen to the album, it's all over Spotify. I think a lot of people will be listening to it now because of the Grammys.
Yeah.
And The Cure have about 24.5 million monthly listeners on Spotify, at least. I'm not sure on any other music platform what they have, but that's a lot of listeners.
It is. Yeah.
They're still huge today. So we're going to move on from the Grammys now in the last, coming up to 10 minutes of the show, as we are going rather quick again.
Yeah.
As we always do.
Always flies. Time flies.
Time flies. Time flies indeed. Yeah. I seen on your social, you're selling a guitar, Brad.
Yeah, trying to get rid of one of my guitars.
Could you give a little description of the guitar, in case anybody's interested?
Yeah, it's made by Hofner. It's called a Hofner Shorty. So it's like it's a travel guitar. So the length of the neck, the length of the strings, that's all the same. It's just the body itself is smaller, meaning it's easy to carry around.
Is it still easy to like play? Like,
I find it quite awkward to play because it's small size.
Yeah. How small is it? Like,
it's like maybe like a 4 feet, 3 or 4 feet.
3 or 4 feet. So slightly smaller than your average guitar.
Yeah.
If anybody's interested in buying, do get in touch.
Yeah.
How much is it selling for?
80 quid.
80 quid. That's not bad for a guitar.
I mean, it's relatively cheap as it is, brand new anyway.
I've seen some guitars that cost an absolute fortune.
Yeah.
In music shops and online. So you're getting yourself a little bargain. If you can play small guitars especially.
Yeah.
I don't think I can, because I haven't got the hands for it. My hands are a bit too big. But a normal guitar I can always give a go. Yeah. But yeah, please get in touch. And speaking of getting in touch, before we get into the next few songs, the competition for the Pothole Survival Kit is still going on.
Okay.
And it's £140 worth of kit, which is a lot of money. But potholes are still very much a issue, especially in Sheffield. It's infamous for potholes.
It is.
Hopefully they all get sorted, because they are very dangerous things. I know Pothole Survival Kit in this competition might sound like a bit of a laugh, but...
If you drive... And you value your car as well.
Even if you, like, walk and you fall in one or get your foot stuck in one, it's not nice. Yeah. It's painful and a bit of an inconvenience.
And cars can be expensive to repair and replace as well.
Especially now.
Yeah.
Especially now, because everything's expensive.
Mm.
But going back to music in the last 10 minutes, we're going to play... I think we're going to give you a trio.
Okay.
As I said, it was the anniversary of the... Day the Music Died plane crash. Yep. You know, you can actually still see the site today.
Oh, really? Where the plane crashed?
Yeah, so it's not like they've not like done it to, like, say, oh, look, these died here.
Yeah.
So it's still in the same cornfield, of course.
So it's like
the same coordinates.
Yeah.
But they've got a massive, they've got Buddy Holly's glasses, like as a, not a statue, but like a there, and then it's got a little tribute saying in memory of.
Ah,
so if you ever fly across Iowa or in Iowa and you can find that cornfield, it's worth a visit. Fortunately, it was a tragedy that happened, but you can say
that you've seen
I've seen it. But we are going to start with Buddy Holly. And fun fact, did you know Buddy Holly performed at Sheffield City Hall?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I only found out at the weekend. Happy's Bar in Kelham Island, Neep's End, has a ticket. March the 4th, 1958, 11 months before that tragic day. Yeah. He performed with the Crickets, his band, at Sheffield City Hall.
Oh, nice.
And he also performed in Doncaster, I believe, and had a walk around Chesterfield. So he was around the area for a bit, and he was only 21 when he was doing it. So he already made it to the UK at 21, which not a lot of people can do.
Really young.
I mean, I always say he was ahead of his time.
Yeah.
But we are going to jump straight back into music, and this is Buddy Holly with Every Day.
Every day, it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day, it's getting faster. Everyone said, go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer, every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. A little longer, every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend. Soy marinero.
Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet thing. Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose. Like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, baby? But, oh, honey. But, oh, baby, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. There ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's the one I like. What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8 and don't be late. But, baby, I ain't got no money, honey. Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace had a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, made the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl. Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Playing a trio of those who we lost in the Day the Music Died crash, starting off with Buddy Holly's Every Day, Richie Valens with La Bamba, and finally finishing with the Big Bopper's Chantilly Lace. All three great songs.
Yeah.
I mean, Buddy Holly, as I said, was ahead of his time anyways.
Yeah.
Richie Valens was only 17 when he died in that accident.
Extremely young, way too young.
And he recorded, it's the original La Bamba.
Yeah.
And the best one, in my opinion. I mean, Los Lobos did a decent cover time, which got very popular, but Richie Valens still stands with me about being the original and the best.
Yeah.
And the Big Bopper was Chantilly Lace. It's your typical 50s dance, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I love that intro when he's on the phone.
Yeah.
It always gets me, and it's always great to listen to. Yeah, we thought we'd honour them today. But we are at the end of the show now.
We are, yeah.
Unfortunately, end of the show.
Always flies.
Always flies. I mean, we've played plenty of decent music, some familiar, some unfamiliar.
Yeah.
We've talked plenty about the Grammys, and we've played some great music from the 50s.
Yeah.
What more can you ask in a short space of time?
Yeah.
But we will be back next Thursday.
We will.
As I say, fingers crossed Chris can make it.
Hopefully.
Trains, please be okay.
I'm hoping so.
But if you want to get in touch with us about sitting around this table, with me, Brad and Chris, there's still plenty of room around the table.
There is.
There's plenty of microphones for everybody.
Yeah.
If you want to come and talk about music, TV shows, movies, games, whatever you want to talk about in an hour every Thursday, you can do so. If you get in, if you get in contact with Chris at chrissinelli89@gmail.com, and you can find information on the website.
Yeah.
But Brad, thank you for joining me on this very cold, rainy day, but it's been made it better by being here, hasn't
it? I always enjoy being here.
Same here. And as I say, we'll be back next Thursday. But Brad, you've chosen this last song to end the show with. Would you like to introduce it?
Yeah, so this is A Design for Life by Manic Street Preachers.
What price now?
too.